From NBC News, this is a special report. Here's Savannah Guthrie and Hoda Kotb.
Hi, everybody. We continue to follow this breaking news out of Russia this morning. WNBA star Brittany Griner heading home, a prisoner swap after 10 months. President Biden at the White House. Let's listen.
Ago, standing together with her wife, Sherelle, in the Oval Office, I spoke with Brittany Griner. She's safe. She's on a plane. She's on her way home. After months of being unjustly detained in Russia, held under intolerable circumstances, Brittany will soon be back in the arms of her loved ones, and she should have been there all along. This is a day we've worked toward for a long time. We never stopped pushing for her release. It took painstaking and intense negotiations, and I want to thank all the hardworking public servants across my administration who worked tirelessly to secure her release. I also want to thank the UAE for helping us facilitate Brittany's return, because that's where she landed. These past few months have been hell for Brittany and for Charlie and her entire family and all her teammates back home. People all across the country have learned about Brittany's story, advocated for her release, stood with her throughout this terrible ordeal. And I know that support meant a lot to her family. I'm glad to be able to say that Brittany's in good spirits. She's relieved to finally be heading home. And the fact remains that she's lost months of her life, experienced the needless trauma, and she deserves space, privacy, and time with her loved ones to recover and heal from her time being wrongfully detained. Brittany is an incomparable athlete, a two-time Olympic gold medalist for Team USA. She endured mistreatment and a show trial in Russia with characteristic grit and incredible dignity. She represents the best America, best about America. It is across the board, everything about her. She wrote to me back in July. She didn't ask for special treatment, even though we've been working on a release from the day one. She requested a simple quote, "Please don't forget about me and the other American detainees. Please do all you can to bring us home." We never forgot about Brittany. We've not forgotten about Paul Whelan, who's been unjustly detained in Russia for years. This was not a choice of which American to bring home. We brought home Trevor Reed when we had a chance early this year. Sadly, for totally illegitimate reasons, Russia is treating Paul's case differently than Brittany's. And while we have not yet succeeded in securing Paul's release, we are not giving up. We will never give up. We remain in close touch with Paul's family, the Whelan family, and my thoughts and prayers are with them today. They have to have such mixed emotions today. And we'll keep negotiating in good faith for Paul's release. I guarantee that. I say that to the family. I guarantee you. And I urge Russia to do the same to ensure that Paul's health and humane treatment maintained until we are able to bring him home. I don't want any American to sit wrongfully detained and one extra day if we can bring that person home. My administration has now brought home dozens of Americans who were wrongfully detained or held hostage abroad, many of whom had been held since before I took office. And today, we also remember the other Americans that are being held hostage and wrongfully detained in Russia or anywhere else in the world. Reuniting these Americans with their loved ones remains a priority for my administration, every person in my administration involved in this. And we're going to continue to work to bring home every American who continues to endure such an injustice. We also want to prevent any more American families from suffering this pain and separation. And I strongly urge all Americans to take precautions, including reviewing the State Department's travel advisories before they travel overseas, which now includes warnings about the risk of being wrongfully detained by a foreign government. Make no mistake about it, this work is not easy. Negotiations are always difficult. There are never any guarantees, but it's my job as President of the United States to make the hard calls and protect American citizens everywhere in the world, anywhere in the world. And I'm proud that today we have made one more family whole again. So welcome home, Brittany. And now I'd like to invite Sherelle to say a few words to y'all. Of course, she's not excited at all about this. Sherelle, it's all yours, kiddo. Congratulations again.
Thank you. So over the last 9 months, y'all have been so privy to one of the darkest moments of my life. And so today I'm just standing here overwhelmed with emotions, but the most important emotion that I have right now is just sincere gratitude for President Biden and his entire administration. He just mentioned this work is not easy, and it has not been. There's been so many hands involved. And so I'd like to take a moment to just specifically mention a few. Vice President Harris, Secretary Blinken, Jake Sullivan, Josh Geltzer from the National Security Council, Roger Cartson and Fletcher Schoen from the Hostage Envoy's Office. A special thank you to Governor Richardson and Mickey, the Mercury Players, the WNB, PA for your advocacy. And also, you guys may not know this, but my family has been tremendously supported by the Wasserman agency, BG's agent, Lindsay Colas. It's just been amazing for me and my family throughout this process. So today my family is whole, but as you all are aware, there's so many other families who are not whole. And so BG's not here to say this, but I will gladly speak on her behalf and say that BG and I will remain committed to the work of getting every American home, including Paul, whose family is in our hearts today as we celebrate BG being home. We do understand that there are still people out here who are enduring what I endured the last 9 months of missing tremendously their loved ones. So thank you, everybody, for your support. And today is just a happy day for me and my family. So I'm going to smile right now. Thank you.
Thank you all very much.
What has Russia gotten in return for this prisoner?
From the White House, President Biden, Vice President Harris, and Sherelle Griner, the wife of Brittany Griner, BG, who has just been freed from a Russian prison in a dramatic prisoner swap. But Paul Whelan, who often had been mentioned in the same breath as Brittany Griner, was not freed. And Sherelle Griner right there saying she knows it's a moment of disappointment for his family, but she also smiled for the joy that she is feeling as well.
Let's go to NBC's Chief White House Correspondent Peter Alexander with reaction there. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Hoda and Savannah, good morning to you. We want to pull back the curtain a little bit on what we know happened already earlier this morning, as you just heard from the president. Earlier this morning, President Biden joined in the Oval Office by Sherelle Griner, who you just heard from, as well as the Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, and the Vice President, Kamala Harris, who you see there, were able to speak with Brittany Griner by phone. And then later, Sherelle Griner, Brittany Griner's wife, was able to have a private conversation by phone with her wife from the president's study. So the question now is, where does she go? Senior administration officials are telling NBC News that Brittany Griner is being flown to a military medical facility in San Antonio for care and treatment, effectively to make sure that she is physically well and to check on her. You can imagine the mental and physical ordeal that Griner would have had over the course of nearly 10 months behind bars. She was there, first detained February 17th of this year. We are told that Sherelle Griner will be flying to San Antonio, where she will have the first opportunity to greet her wife. But for the White House, this is a major diplomatic achievement. But as you note, it does come with some significant frustration, the inability to be able to get Paul Whelan home as well. Whelan, a U.S. businessman, a former U.S. Marine, remains detained in Russia. The U.S. says that his detention is unacceptable and that it is wrongful. And now, for the first time, we are hearing from the family of Paul Whelan, his brother David Whelan, releasing a statement just moments ago celebrating the release of Brittany Griner, but saying, despite the possibility that there might be an exchange without Paul, our family is still devastated. I can't even fathom how Paul will feel when he learns. The exchange of Brittany Griner, we are told, came, according to U.S. officials, for a man by the name of Victor Boot, a convicted Russian arms dealer who had already served 14 years. He had 7 years left on his sentence. And it's a significant swap. This was a stinging swap for the U.S. to have to make. We are told by senior officials here that the U.S. did everything in its power to try to bring Whelan home as well, but the Russians made it very clear that it was going to be Brittany Griner or no one. The U.S. continues to deny that Whelan was a spy, but his is an espionage case. Savannah and Hodia, at this point, the Russians are not willing to turn Whelan over. Back to you.
And I mean, Victor Boot, as you mentioned, obviously a convicted arms dealer referred to by some in the U.S. as a merchant of death. But it was his trade that secured the release of Brittany Griner this morning.
Well, we're going to turn now to NBC's chief foreign affairs correspondent, Andrea Mitchell, who broke this story earlier for us. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning, Hoda and Savannah. It is, as we say, bittersweet because Paul Whelan is not out, but you saw the joy on Sherelle Griner's face and her words with Griner being out. And I think that it's really notable in this statement from David Whelan that he says that he is so glad that she's on her way home, that as the family member of a hostage, an American hostage, he fully understands the joy of this and that the Biden administration made the right decision in bringing her home, validating the very tough decision that they had to make. And what a senior official just said to me is, we had no choice. The Russians, at the end of these negotiations, where they were trying to figure out a second person, because the Russians wanted what they called parity, two for two, but they wanted a spy, and the U.S. said, we don't have a spy in our custody. And so what they said was, according to the senior official, the choice was one, meaning Griner, or none. And they were prepared to cancel Griner's release if the U.S. had insisted on trying to get Paul Whelan out. And with the prior notification this time, unlike last spring when there was another false start, with the prior notification to the Whelan family that this was going to happen, and they were again going to be disappointed. David Whelan said that that made a big difference. He was able to prepare his parents, who were 85 and 83 years old, but that Whelan will not be coming home for Christmas, but happily, Brittany Griner is.
It's an incredibly thoughtful statement from David Whelan,
yes,
and
indeed.
He does express his joy and relief for Brittany Griner, but he calls it a catastrophe for his brother. Let's talk about Brittany Griner. We don't want to miss the moment here, Andrea. She has been freed after nearly 10 months. Can you talk about the type of conditions she may have been kept in? I know at the very end there, she was sent to a notorious penal colony in Russia.
No, exactly. At the beginning of November, after her appeal was lost, she was taken from the detention jail where she had been at least more accessible to occasional visits from U.S. embassy officials and taken to this penal colony. And the conditions, we understand, were terrible. That the gruel that they were fed, not nutritious, no hot water, one bathroom for as many as 80 women prisoners, very little exercise. And this woman is 6'9" old, had already been kept in a cell that was way too small for her. She's missed, you know, an entire season, 10 months of physical fitness and of conditioning and of her career at the peak of an athlete's life and career. So she has suffered immeasurable loss. We're just hoping when she gets to that medical facility in San Antonio that the wonderful doctors who have taken care of all of our service members for so many years of conflicts, that they will know exactly what to do about PTSD, about whatever else she may be suffering from, and about getting her back in shape, and that's the best option, and it is, of course, nearer to Phoenix than the U.S., than being in Washington at Walter Reed or another facility. San Antonio is supposed to be a great facility.
And it's worth kind of underscoring why she was arrested in the first place. They originally said that she was charged with smuggling drugs, and she was contending that she just had some cannabis oil that she had medical permission to use for some of her ailments. So that was the genesis of why.
In the context, at the very moment, that Russia was launching its war in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
So many people, Andrea, feel she was swept up in geopolitics.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. It was February 17th when they were about to launch the war on February 24th. And the fact is, it was less than a gram. There was no testimony, and I watched all of the trial. No testimony in any of these events that it was more than, you know, less than a gram of cannabis oil, medically prescribed by the physicians, the sports doctors in Phoenix. So there's no question that she was not doing anything that would warrant this. In any case, even if there weren't, if she weren't being held hostage geopolitically, there's no excuse at all.
And it's also, Andrea, worth noting, this is exactly what she said when she was in trial. I never meant to hurt anybody. I never meant to put in jeopardy the Russian population. This is what she had to say after the conviction. I've never meant to break laws here. I made an honest mistake. I mean, that's what she contended. We have Peter Alexander here.
Peter's
at the White House.
And I want to talk about the Whelan family, because the statement, which I said is quite lengthy been very nuanced, very generous, of course, to Brittany Griner, but also it's tough on the administration, past and present, saying that, that the family wishes it had been more assertive to get Paul's release. Does that work continue, or is this just a dead end? Russia saying, we want you to give us a spy, the U.S. saying, we don't have any spies, and that's the end of it?
Well, the U.S. work continues, as the president himself indicated in his remarks earlier today. But as you see, they are facing a brick wall in terms of the Russian Federation right now. Their unwillingness to turn over Paul Whelan, who you'll remember was picked up back in 2018. He is a U.S. businessman, but notably, he is a former U.S. Marine. And it's on that basis that Russia has been making its case, the U.S. says wrongfully, that he was there serving as a U.S. spy. The U.S. has repeatedly denied that. We are now hearing from some of the officials here as this news is breaking. They are saying this is a big day. It is a great day, they say, but it would sure be a lot better, in the words of one of these officials, if Paul was coming home as well. So that's what makes this particularly bittersweet right now. And we should note, I mean, this is the president ultimately who signed off on this. But Victor Boot, he is a significant prisoner that the U.S. had in custody. As we have said, a convicted arms dealer, the merchant of death, Savannah, as you noted earlier. There were conversations in the back and forth that took place over the course of the last several months where the Russians appear to have expressed interest into one of their citizens who was an assassin who was being held in Germany by the German government. But that was a non-starter in the course of the back and forth. But as Andrea indicated, at the end of the day, when the Russians said they would give up Brittany Griner, and Brittany Griner, the president of the United States, made the decision to go with it.
All right. Peter, thank you very much. This has been an NBC News special report covering the release of Brittany Griner. And we've learned this morning she has been traded, as Peter mentioned, for a notorious Russian arms dealer who had been convicted and served about three quarters of his sentence, Victor Boot. That trade has secured her release. She is en route to San Antonio, where we understand she'll be receiving medical treatment.
And it was nice to see her wife, Sherelle, up there at the podium saying that at this moment, although there's still a lot going on, she's going to take this moment to pause and smile. So it's important to mark the moment, what has happened today.
Absolutely. A lot of work behind the scenes. Some false starts that we had seen earlier, reports that there would be a prisoner swap. It did not pan out. They continue to work on it. These images coming to us from the White House, from inside the Oval Office this morning. We'll continue to keep a close eye on it. We'll bring you any updates, more coverage on NBC Nightly News and on NBC News Now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jenna Bush Hager from Today with Hoda and Jenna and the Read with Jenna Book Club. There's nothing I love more than sharing my favorite reads with all of you, except maybe talking to the exceptional authors behind these stories. And that's what I'll be doing on my podcast, Read with Jenna. I'll be introducing you to some of my favorite writers. These conversations will leave you feeling inspired and entertained.
To start listening, just search Read with Jenna wherever you get your podcasts.